Welcome to the week from JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Another good jobs number in America.
Yeah, sure was. The US share market rolled into the weekend with the release of non-farm payrolls. And, you know, employment has been, and I think it continues to be, a pretty key pillar of the economic strength we're seeing in that US economy. And also, you know, people have money in their pockets. That speaks to continued strength in sort of consumer and services sector, and that's a huge part of the US economy. Now, the headline numbers: employment expanded by 196,000 workers, unemployment rate steady at 3.8%. So we're hitting multi-decade lows here on these unemployment rates. And that, remember, we had a bit of a disappointing number last month, so it's a good bounce back from the disappointing number. Now, the other important part of the picture is what's happening with wages. Now, we're still, this is all getting a bit boring, but we're still expecting to see wage price inflation because of how tight the labour market is, and we're still not seeing it. The wages, that wages pulled back a bit from the recent strength, increasing just 0.14% for the month, 3.2% over the year. So incredibly low unemployment, but wages only rising about 3%. Now, expectations were an increase of about 175,000 to 180,000. So the 196,000, that was above expectations. They revised that bad number up last month as well. And I think we've got it's restored a bit of confidence in the employment market, because there was a bit of concern after that lousy number last month. And we're reassured that wage inflation is going up as well. And on the back of that, US share markets finished the week in pretty positive territory. They had a good week, Mike. S&P 500 up over 2%, Dow Jones similar move, NASDAQ up 2.7%. A bit of a turnaround though for our local market. We actually, you know, we've been a bit of a star lately as the New Zealand share market, but we're only up barely rated a gain last week, 0.12% of a gain. And just a couple of stocks that were a bit, the S's, Somerset, they were down 8% last week, and Spark, with the leadership change at the end of the week, that was down 4%. So we didn't do too good last week, Mike.
What about the earnings season, though? So if the job numbers are good, what about the earnings season? So are there dark clouds hovering?
Well, there aren't dark clouds hovering, but we've got this conundrum. So we've seen this great recovery in share markets, and one of the key factors over the last few weeks has been the stance of the central bankers. So they're easing monetary policy, so you get this continuation of cheap cash that keeps borrowing rates low, and what it's doing is it's creating this bit of a hurdle. So if you've got an investor there, they're getting a bit, maybe not feeling quite so positive on the share markets. They say, right, I'm going to sell my shares. But then what do you invest in? Because if you've got to put the money in the bank around the world, now the interest rates are falling, and there's just no return there. So it creates a bit of a hurdle. But why are central bankers taking the pressure off interest rates? Because they're worried about growth, which over time has the potential to impact on corporate profitability. Yeah, look, I know we've seen some positive progress in those US-China trade negotiations as well, but you know, we've got these growth issues going forward, and yet the share markets have climbed back quite strongly. So now we're going to get to see how the companies are actually tracking. We've got another round of quarterly reporting kicking off soon. Now, the S&P 500, Mike, that's bounced back 15% so far this year. But if we believe what the analysts expect, they expect we're going to see a decline in corporate earnings. So at this stage, you're looking for low single-digit declines in S&P 500 earnings. So I think we're going to start to see this debate. Is the rally justified? There's also the discussion, this possibility of seeing what we call an earnings recession, and that's the possibility of two consecutive quarters of corporate earnings declines. And this isn't just an issue for the US share market, Mike. We've seen a lot of money in New Zealand recently go into those companies that are paying strong dividends, so high dividends, so people are going for yield. But the question is, can the earnings support those yields? Can the company performance support the market valuations? Big question to be answered over the next couple of weeks.
We'll watch and wait. Give us some numbers.
So all green numbers in the US market, 26,425 in the Dow, that was up 40. The S&P 500, 2892, up 13, and the NASDAQ, up 47 points, closing at 7938. The FTSE 100 up again, 7446. That's about 0.61% of a gain. The Nikkei 21807 up 83. Shanghai Composite also up about 1%, 3246. Locally, though, the markets were down on Friday. The ASX 200, 6181, lost 51 points. The NZX 50, we lost 35 points, closing at 9857. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit lower against the US, 0.6730, 0.9471 Aussie, 0.6000 on the button against the euro, 0.5161 pounds, 75.19 yen, gold trading at $1,291.76, and Brent crude just tipping over the $70 mark, $70.34.
Great start to the week, mate. Well done. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Keller at JMI Wealth. He and all that brain power's at jmiwealth.co.nz.